Fanning. Weekends on 2FM.
Now, in what seems like a modern-day twist to the Robin Hood story, a gaming company's stocks have become a battleground between the rich and the poor, with Reddit users attempting to bankrupt billionaire hedge fund managers. Individual investors, many from a Reddit subgroup that has nearly 4 million members, have caused unmitigated havoc with share prices using an app called Robin Hood. It's all coming to a head now, and to explain what's going on, tech and business journalist Jonathan Kane joins me now, is on External 2. Hiya, Jonathan.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm good, but I hope I can stay with you now. You don't get too technical on me here. I'm not great on the old stocks and shares and all that, but let's see what happens. Reddit and amateur investors have managed to upend the stock market this week. What actually happened, Jonathan?
So, yeah, it's an unusual set of circumstances that saw these Wall Street investors and hedge funds come up against just regular people that are investing in shares. It was on this on Reddit, which is like a web forum, like a social media site that's made up of different subgroups based on different topics. And one of them was called Wall Street Bets. And it was just basically where these amateur investors can get together, discuss the stocks that they're investing in, the companies that they're interested in, just that type of thing. And they took an interest in GameStop, which is the video game retail chain, and started buying up loads of stock in the company, sending its share price soaring. So that sounds simple enough, but it starts to get a bit messy when you consider how hedge funds, Wall Street in general, kind of was betting against GameStop's stock price going down. So they were using this strategy called short selling, and just put in a nutshell, basically, hedge funds would borrow stock in a company, anticipating that the price will go down. It sells the stock at the current price and then buys it back at the lower price and pockets the difference. So basically, just to put it in the Cliff Notes version, is they've bet that the price will go down. But in case, what actually happened here was all these Reddit investors, these regular people on this web forum, started buying up the shares, sending the price soaring. So the hedge funds actually lost money. So that's kind of it in a nutshell right there.
And the hedge funds lost money to the absolute delight of so many people all over the place, but to the absolute horror of those involved, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, short selling is not a new strategy by any means. It's been around for a long time. It's risky, but it's something that's relied upon by hedge funds and Wall Street for a long time. Suddenly it was disrupted by, you know, Joe Bloggs on a forum that was betting, buying up stocks on different apps. Like you mentioned Robinhood there. That's probably one of the most popular ones in the US. It's just basically like an app that you can sign up and start trading stocks. It's very kind of accessible. It's very 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 normal for normal people to just kind of start betting on. So as you said, it was kind of it's kind of like this modern, you know, David versus Goliath as well. It's like these small little investors are disrupting the big game of these large hedge funds.
Okay, so investors who bet against a stock are shorts here. So and shorting a stock is very risky. If the price rises, you lose big.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it kind of goes against maybe your conventional wisdom. You would think, you know, you're going to bet on stock going up, but they'd look at a stock and say, I reckon that's going to go down in the coming days or weeks. So I'm going to buy it now. And I'm going to borrow it now, and then I'm going to sell it at the current price, and then sell it again, then at the lower price, and pocket the difference. That's kind of in a nutshell. Yeah,
basically, if you're a short kind of thing, and if you act too late, then you're going to lose everything. So the stock market, is it being treated, and has it always really been treated, and it's just highlighted now, like a casino?
Yeah, we've seen a lot of commentary like that in the last few days, in the last few weeks, in that, you know, the short selling is a perfect example of a gambling like strategy, in that you're playing the market, you're anticipating how things are going to move up and down, and you're placing your bets accordingly. So there is certainly a casino analogy to be made there.
And why was GameStop the thing that kicked all of this off, or is it just the timing of what the way some people decided to do all of this, and it could have been anything, not just GameStop?
There was a bit of timing involved. GameStop was a sort of in the position to be a target of short sellers. So, I mean, you have to consider GameStop's business. It's a retail chain. So, like a lot of retail chains over the last year, they haven't been performing very well. They've been, all their stores have been shut.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, so business isn't looking particularly well. So a short seller would look at a stock like GameStop and think, well, that's not going to improve anytime soon, and it's probably going to get worse, much worse before it gets better. So they'll think, okay, I'm going to bet that's going to go down. Well, all these Reddit investors noticed this strategy and started responding by, well, buying up the shares and sending the share price soaring. So GameStop is in this odd position where its shares are actually going up, but its business on the ground, like its stores on high streets, aren't actually doing any better.
Yeah. I mean, like, GameStop is all over shopping centres in the States, and in December worth $2 billion, and this week $24 billion. So on that, like, I mean, that's obviously, nobody could have predicted that, supposedly, anyway. Is it, you know the old, what do you call it, the Batman thing, whatever, it's not about the money, it's about sending a message. Do you think there is a kind of a movement, and like the TikTok people saying they bought all the Trump stuff and nobody arrived? Is it a social media millennial younger thing sticking it to the man?
Yeah, there's been a bit of that narrative as well of sticking it to Wall Street and playing Wall Street's game and beating them at it. So we've seen that as well. But also the fact that, I mean, apps like Robinhood, again, just to bring that up, I mean, it has opened up stock trading to a much broader audience, to more regular people to get involved. So I think that's kind of a result of it as well. You have regular people getting involved in this and buying up stock in different companies. But again, there is also sticking it to the man, as you put it.
And the main man, Elon Musk, how did he get involved in all of this? And kind of, if I take it as two sides, which side is he on?
Well, with Elon Musk, like a lot of things, it came from a tweet. So earlier kind of in this week, when this big rally around GameStop was happening, he actually tweeted out a link to the Reddit forum where all this GameStop chatter was happening. And obviously he has a massive following, a massive fan base. So it just drew even more attention to what was going on, and probably more people started getting involved then and started buying up stock as well and getting involved with what was going on. So I think Elon Musk taking an interest in himself, and then obviously his fan base followed suit.
Well, then, as the markets should reflect kind of real value rather than highly leveraged bets of wealthy traders or whatever, is this reckless behaviour by everyone? And is it only really pointed to the fact that maybe these hedge fund people and Wall Street's been recklessly behaving for too long anyway?
Yeah, I mean, it's brought up a lot of questions around how the stock market operates, how these strategies work.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of accusations that what's going on these Reddit forums is kind of manipulating the market, that it's coordinated. And I mean, there are rules in place to prevent that from happening, but it's kind of more targeted to hedge funds, to Wall Street investors, the big boys, so to speak, that they don't coordinate. They don't try to manipulate the market. That's how the rules have kind of been designed. So the rules, how exactly they apply then to just regular people betting, buying with relatively small amounts of money, buying these stocks. So is that market manipulation as well? And that's something that regulators are going to start asking questions about.
So one of the big problems could be, and one of the big fears could be, and like the White House has got involved now as well, that Reddit can keep up the pressure much longer, or can it, than hedge funds can remain solvent.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not really sure how that's going to play out. I mean, it does raise questions for Reddit as well, as far as how much of this chatter on the forums they allow. It's going to kind of maybe become a content moderation issue for them as well, because if it is market manipulation, if it is determined to be that, then that's illegal activity that's happening on their platform. So Reddit's kind of caught up in the middle of this. I'm not sure how exactly they're going to respond.
Well, then, amateur investors, are they actually making substantial money from this?
That's kind of hard to say exactly, because while, say, you bought some stock in GameStop in like the first week of January, it's certainly worth a lot more now if you've held on to it. But that might just be money on paper. If you start selling off that stock now, or a lot of people start selling off the stock they bought recently, then the price is going to drop. And as more people sell, then they're going to lose money. So it's more kind of on paper, maybe they've made more money. And you also have to kind of take certain claims with a grain of salt. You might have seen some people on these forums saying, oh, I turned a couple grand into a couple million and all this sort of chatter. You kind of have to take it with a grain of salt. You don't necessarily know if that's true. But certainly if you bought stock, say, in the first week of January, now at the end of January, it's certainly worth a lot more.
OK, well, you might be saying, am I seriously asking this question? But what's the difference between real money or on paper money to you?
Oh God, I don't know if I'm the right person to answer that question. You're really putting me on the spot there.
I mean, like, you know, like, I just wonder, like, if somebody was worth sort of 20 quid last week and now they're worth 20 million and they want to, it's only on paper, can they cash it in? Whatever the word is, you know what I mean? I mean, like, are they worth 20 million?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you hold stock in a company, you can sell it off for cash. But as I said, I mean, if you sell off cash, then sell off stocks, then that can drive the price down as well. So maybe any other stocks you've held on to will drop in value too. So it is, you know, possible that you can just sell off your stocks and then actually, you know, have cash money.
Well, then, is it important that Reddit, like, you know, I suppose other internet discussion boards, is an anonymous environment, so nobody knows who's who?
Well, I mean, it's important to make a distinction between what the talk that goes on in Reddit and the kind of online services like Robinhood that are used to actually buy the stocks.
Yeah.
So you're on Reddit, you could be this anonymous person saying, oh, I'm buying stocks in GameStop and this company and that company. But in order to do actually buying of the stocks, you're signing up to these different services, and something like Robinhood will have, you know, verification processes to actually, when you sign up to say that you are who you say you are. So that's why I say, I mean, you take a grain of salt when you see certain chatter on Reddit or whatever forum it may be. But when you're actually buying a stock, you know, you have to be who you say you are.
Do you know, the losers then, to go back to it again, are obviously those who laughed at the Occupy Wall Street types, I presume.
Yeah, I mean, like, certainly in the short term, the hedge funds had all shorted GameStop. They're the ones that are losing. They're the ones that are hurting right now. Some in particularly bad cases need to be bailed out by their own investors. But short term, they're the ones that have lost. They're the ones that are hurting. But then also to the fact that you have these regular people, these retail investors, as you can call them, that have started investing, and all depending on how savvy and experienced they are with trading, they may end up losing money as well. So it's a bit of a game, so people will lose as well.
Okay, just a few more questions. We are talking to tech and business journalist Jonathan Keane, and 51552 is our number. So this kind of democratization, if I can call it that, of the stock market, it's a very big upset. Is Wall Street concerned, obviously, panicking?
I guess in the immediate sense, there'll be panic, like with the hedge funds that suddenly found themselves losing large amounts of money at the hands of this, you know, kind of David in this kind of David versus Goliath story.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were certainly panicking. I think we've seen sort of a correction the last few days where apps like Robinhood and a few others, like one called Interactive Brokers and a few others, they restricted the amount of shares you could buy in GameStop and some of these other companies that have been in spotlight because of all of this volatility. So that kind of raises questions then as far as, well, okay, Robinhood restricts Joe Bloggs from investing, but, you know, the institutional investors, the big hedge funds, they can still carry on as normal in their normal business. So, I mean, it's sort of correcting to the norm in a sense. So, I mean, I'm not sure how this is going to play out. It's not like this has ever really played out in such a public fashion like this before, and in such an unusual way through a Reddit forum. So it is all very new and strange.
Yeah, and when you say public fashion, I mean, like, that means that the spotlight is on things that Wall Street would probably rather it wasn't on. So who's on the side of what I will call the law here, if the law has to come into it in any way at all? I mean, for instance, you know, if the Reddit people are vowing to hold on to their stocks, continue this with, like, other poorly valued companies are not great valued companies, and this could be a much longer term problem. So has Wall Street made any moves to shut this down? Or actually, the question should be, can Wall Street make moves to shut this down?
It's hard to say, and I'm reluctant to make predictions on that, but I mean, you have to look at maybe more the regulator side of things that are regulating Wall Street, regulating the markets. The big one is the Securities and Exchange Commission in the US. That is the regulator that oversees the stock markets. I think whatever move they make is going to really kind of dictate how things move in the coming days and weeks. I think this will kind of blow over a little bit. There is a bit of it's very frothy at the minute, and it's all very crazy. It will kind of maybe die down a little bit as kind of I think kind of settle down, but I'm not sure. I mean, there's nothing to say it couldn't happen again unless there are moves put in place by the regulators.
But your man there the other day, Michael Burry, he became famous for predicting the 2008 housing bust. And he was in the Big Short, if anybody saw the movie too. He said that he's a believer in GameStop. Of course he'd say that. And then he thinks the huge rise in the stock price suggests something illegal is going on. I'll give you a quote. He says, "There should be legal and regulatory repercussions. This is unnatural, insane and dangerous." There's a lot more people from the other side, from the Occupy Wall Street or the Reddit or whatever, or the millennial side saying, yeah, check your own home there, Buster, in terms of Wall Street and hedge funds and all the rest of it. It is shining a light on stuff that these guys don't really want a light shone on, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality is that these Reddit investors played the game as it has been set up.
Yeah.
And they won.
Yeah.
So there is a bit of a bit rich in the sense that you might have, you know, the traditional Wall Street investors saying, this is crazy. This is mad. It needs to be sorted out. Well, does it need to be sorted out? That might be the response that
exactly.
investors would say. I mean, we're just playing the game as you set it up. So that's, again, where I keep going back to the regulators. I don't know exactly how much they're going to do or what they can do. But I mean, there is a sort of sense that this kind of goes on behind the scenes anyway for years. I mean, hedge funds make bets against each other, and they some yeah. might bet a company goes up, some bet a company goes down. Again, this just happened to play out on a Reddit forum rather than, you know, offices in Wall Street.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much for explaining it all to us on the programme this afternoon. That's tech and business journalist Jonathan Keane. And it does seem that nobody cared when investors were losing money. But now Wall Street is having a strop. It doesn't seem to be very fair. Although, I don't know, you know more about it than I do. Thanks a million, Jonathan.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.